I Googled He Never Died last night when I watched the movie, right?
Yeah.
So I watched the movie at like, I got home at like 8 o'clock after I worked. And these are the things I Googled since then. Since yesterday, okay? I Heart Mac and Cheese Vandalism. Cota de Pablo. Golden Crown Chinese Restaurant. What is Be Real? How much is a Wookiee cookie? Aaron Sanchez. There's a phone number in here I'm not going to read off. Rupert Graves. Did they find Julian Sands yet? And Preston Superstore. This is all from like 8 o'clock to like midnight last night. Like all the things I Googled. I have some random shit I Google. I really fucking do. Oh, Henry.
You have way too much fun at night. I
do. This is called insomnia.
Welcome to They Mostly Podcast at Night, episode 248, He Never Died.
Bullets, Blood, Bingo, Podcast.
It's a podcast.
It's a podcast? I thought I said podcast, but I could have been Flemmies, too. So.
No, you said podcast. Did I say podcast? I said podcast because it goes with the B.
You like the alliteration. I get it. It's fine. How's it going?
It's fine. How are you?
Been better. Well, it's been a rough couple of weeks for me.
Yeah, I know it has.
Yeah, I think I totaled my car. And then someone stole my tax refund.
Yeah.
So it's been a rough couple of weeks.
Poor you. So, that really stinks.
And then I might have to cancel my vacation because of my brother. So that's a whole other thing. But yeah. So it's been the last week and a half has been a bitch. It's been bitching.
Bitching?
Bitching. I mean,
Oh, you hate to see it.
Well, they didn't see it, so I spilled Coke all over my shirt.
Yes, you did.
And I'm wiping it up.
And now you're wiping it up with your shirt instead of like a napkin.
Do you have a napkin in our workspace? No. Oh my God, you do. Holy shit, okay. Why do you have a napkin in our workspace?
Just in case.
Because you knew I was coming over?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. It's Diet Coke. It won't stain. It's fine. It's fine. I do it all the time. I spilled soy sauce on myself the other day, so it's fine.
Okay. So. Well, do I have anything worth saying? Not really. I think my week kind of pales in comparison to yours, honestly.
That's boring. So. You need to wreck a car. You can't get into your car right now. That's another story.
Oh, yeah. That's my story is I can't get into my car right now because the locks are frozen. So the key fob, like I was using the key fob and the lock, like I think the locks are frozen totally. So
bitching.
That's yeah.
My word of the day.
Bitching. So I tried the key fob. I tried the manual key. Can't use the manual key.
Doesn't know how to use a manual key.
No, I do.
You're a millennial.
Shut up. Oh, my God. By 1 year, you are Gen X. You are the baby Gen X, and you're like, you millennials.
I'm just fucking
you're
with you.
You're literally 1 year removed.
I have nothing against millennials anyway. It's Gen Z I've got things problems with, so.
Why? What's wrong with Gen Z?
I don't know. Just because they're there.
Exactly. Yeah.
They're there.
That's what I thought.
Because they make me have to look up phrases and stuff that I don't know. They make me feel old, and I hate it. I hate feeling old, chaos.
I hate to tell you this, but it's not the kids' fault you feel old.
Yes, it is.
It's the fact that you're old.
Shut up. It's the kids' fault that I feel old. We were talking earlier today off mic that somebody that we knew when he was like middle school.
Yeah.
Like we were working at the music store where we first met. And we're adults by then. We were adults.
Yes.
But he was in middle school. And now he's like this director of this music director at this college. And I just felt old. But yeah. He's very accomplished. I'm very proud of him. But he's like, he's old now. And it's scary. So.
Well, like, remember our friend from Boston who we did Harry Potter with? when we used to do Harry Potter.
What was the name?
Ruth.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She was old.
No, I know, but she had a kid. Like, she had the kid, like, when we knew her.
Yeah.
He's 20 now.
No. Yes. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now you feel old.
I don't feel any older than I felt yesterday. I'm telling you, he's 20 now.
You know what? I've got friends that have had their kids graduate in high school like 4 years ago and 5 years ago. I've never felt older, so. Oh, though I did the other day when I was like, what was I thinking? I was like, oh, 2000. I was looking at a date of birth. I was like, 2003. And I'm like, that was only 20. Oh, it was 20 years ago. Like, holy shit.
That kid born in 2003 is 20 now.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck, dude? What the actual fuck? Mm-hmm. I need answers. I'm not going to get answers.
No.
So anyway, that's what's going on in our hood. Anything else new going on in your hood other than being old?
Well, I'm literally about to turn a year older, so no, I guess that falls under that too.
That's right.
I'm about to be the answer to life, the universe, and everything next week.
Do I have to sing Thanks for All the Fish for you?
You do.
Okay, yes. I'll sing it next week. I don't sing that well, though, so I don't know.
Too bad. I sang it for you.
I get a reprieve for until next week, though, right?
Yeah. You have to perform next week, though.
Okay. I'll practice.
Okay.
I will work on that. Anyway. Should we get into this week's episode, I guess? Or no, we shouldn't, because you should tell them who we are and what we do, I guess, first, huh?
Yeah, I guess
I'm fading
so
fast. I had this manic phase, and now I'm fading. We gotta keep going.
I know, because I see that your volume is going very quiet and then loud.
And then very quiet and then loud. Yeah, but you're always louder than I am on the podcast, so. Always, every week.
I have myself turned up higher than you.
Whatever. I see how it is.
There. Now we're at the same level. I turned myself up so that I'm loud enough, because I'm not very loud. You change, so it's like hard to set you at a bass level, because sometimes you're quiet and sometimes you're loud.
Because sometimes I'm a little bit country. And sometimes a little bit rock and roll.
Oh, is that how it is?
Yes. Don't roll your eyes at me. Don't roll your eyes so hard that the people can hear it.
All right. So we are They Mostly Podcast at Night.
Mostly.
We are two best friends of 25 years who bicker and banter our way through a different horror movie each week. We take turns picking the flicks so you don't have to, because we share friendship goals and our friendship lives in the hashtag Mariana's Trench of Hates, where we MMA style duke it out in our very own octagon when we don't see eye to eye on movies. And warnings for spoilers ahead and expletives ahead, even though we've already said bitchin' like four times.
Bitchin' is not a swear word.
I believe you'll find that it is.
I think fuck is a swear word. Bitchin's kind of like, it's something that the 70s brought us. Like, that's bitchin'. Maybe it was the 80s. It could have been the 80s.
It has the word bitch in it.
Bitch is just a female dog that is not a swear word. Look at the teats on that bitch. I mean, that's nothing. It's a female dog. That's just a word. That's like saying bastard's a swear word. Bastard's not a swear word. It's just a child with no father. Not a swear word.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. No, it's not. And then fuck is a swear word.
Yes.
So fuck is definitely a swear word.
Yes, it is.
But bitch and bastard are not swear words.
Yes, they
are. No, they are. Bitch is a female dog. And that's how I get around that one with the elementary school kids. Oh. Nothing wrong with swearing in front of children, right?
I certainly do it enough. On accident.
I guess we should go. This week we did He Never Died, which was done in 2015. It was an R rating and an hour at 39 minutes long. And it got a 6.3 on the IMDb scale. What about them tomatoes?
So glad that you asked, because you see the tomato meter is sitting at an 88%. No critics consensus. Audience score a bit lower, 65%.
That's pretty close to the IMDb.
Yep.
Do you want to do a little casting?
Yeah, let's talk about the cast. Henry Rollins was Jack.
He was in Johnny Mnemonic, Gutter Dameron, and Feast, but he was also the singer for Black Flag and Rollins Band.
Yep. Boo Boo Stewart was Jeremy.
Sadly, he was in the Twilight Saga. He was also in Let Him Go and Those Who Walk Away.
Kate Greenhouse was Kara.
She's currently in Working Moms, and she was in Certain Prey and The Dark Hours.
I've seen a little bit of Working Moms.
Have you? Is it good?
It's actually pretty good. Like, I was not bored out of my mind, and I have nothing in common with those women, so it was interesting.
Not even a little bit.
Not even a little bit.
Not even a thread.
Mm-mm. Jordan Todesi was Andrea.
She was in The Pacifier, Santa Barbara, and The Detail.
David Richmond Peck was Steve.
He was in Rise of the Planet of the Apes, The Day the Earth Stood Still, and Orphan Black.
Oh, he was the one who was in Orphan Black. Yeah. Okay. And Stephen Ogg was Alex.
He's in The Walking Dead. He's also most recently been in Emancipation and VHS 99. Do you want a little summary?
I would love one of Carnage's famous 5-second summaries.
Henry Rollins got a script to play himself and things went awry. So I say this because I did some research, as you were wont to do.
Yes.
And this is pretty much Henry Rollins. He's like the most apparently antisocial creature alive.
Yeah.
Has been in like a romantic relationship since his 20s. Has like one friend. I mean, like, this is him, I think, to a T.
Pretty much him. I don't think he could play anyone else either. I don't think he really has that range.
Oh, he's been in a lot of movies.
He
played a priest in a movie. I don't know.
Anything.
Doesn't mean anything. I thought you liked him.
What, Henry Rollins? Yeah. I like him as the singer of Black Flag.
I've never heard him. I just found him fascinating, so I had to look him up. Hence why I looked. He was one of my Google searches. Mm-hmm. Actually, he was a Google search before everything else. And then I searched. He never died. My Google searches are very interesting. Anyway. So why did you pick this movie?
I like it. It's different.
Okay. Wasn't to torture me?
No.
Okay.
Nope. Not to torture you. I think that the main character is...
You.
No.
Yes. Oh, I was. Sorry. You are Henry Rollins now.
Oh, shit. Okay. How do I salvage this?
You can't salvage this. You are Henry Rollins. Just with less tattoos.
Oh, shit.
Which, speaking of tattoos, they did have to use makeup on his back sun tattoo. So I saw that in the trivia, and I'm like, okay, of course I have to search his back tattoo. It's pretty awesome and epic. You've never seen it, have you?
I have, but I don't
It's
remember.
Fucking huge.
I remember seeing it at some point.
Yeah. It's massive. It's one of those tattoos that if you're going to get a big-ass back tattoo, that'd be the big-ass tattoo you want to get.
Wow, that is a big tattoo, yep.
What does it say again? I can't remember.
Search and destroy.
See, and you'd want to say that in a sun, too. That totally makes sense. Because that's what the sun does. Totally. It searches and destroys.
This is the ugliest sun I have ever seen.
What? It's an evil sun. What do you want from an evil sun? You want it to be pretty with a little smiley face on it?
Yes. Yes,
Maybe
I do.
Maybe some rainbows?
I do want that.
What about
that.
A pony trampling around on it?
Yes.
It's an evil sun.
And the pony's on fire because it's walking on the sun? And the rainbow is like radioactive, so when it hits people, it disintegrates them?
Yes.
Yeah. I want that.
Okay. Well, we know where you're getting your next tattoo then. First tattoo.
My first tattoo is going to be a half sleeve of Michael Myers, Laurie Strode, and Jamie Strode.
And you're 42, so when are you getting this exactly?
When I have the money.
That'll cost about $800, so good luck with you on that.
I know.
One of my friend's son's getting a tattoo right now, and it's like he's been like five sessions. I'm like, yeah.
No, I'm going to start with something small for my first one. I really wanted to get a tarantula for my first tattoo. But then the Michael half sleeve is definitely something I want. I have like 10 tattoos picked out. I just never get them because I never have money.
Well, every time I design a tattoo for myself, you make fun of me. So I stopped designing them for myself.
What? When?
Yes.
How
yes.
many times? This was the past time.
Three times. Last time I stopped was like when I was 28 and I stopped designing them.
I do not remember this at all.
The only one I can remember vividly is the one I wanted to do. It was the Italian flag with a four-leaf clover in it to represent both my Irish and my Italian. Should we get into this movie? I should probably stop talking about this movie.
Well,
get on with yourself. It's not that long of a movie anyway. I mean, so it's not going to take that long to talk about it. So.
Henry Rollins plays Jack.
A.K.A.
Kyan Kane. A.K.A. Vlad the Impaler.
A.K.A. lots of bad guys.
A.K.A. lots probably. Of bad guys. He is basically a vampire cannibal.
Which I thought he was more like an angel demon because he had wings on the cover and stuff. So
And he had wing scars from his wings being cut.
Yeah.
Right. But because I don't understand why. But he does.
He's a thing. He's a very important thing.
He's a vampire cannibal.
All he does is like go bingo.
Yeah, all he does is go to the local diner, go to mass at a nearby church, bingo games at the church, and then to the hospital where he buys donated blood from hospital intern Jeremy.
Can I just say, other than the mass at church, this sounds like a wonderful retirement plan. Just saying. Like, I would do
drinking
all those
blood?
Things. Yeah, you know, it's cheaper than food probably, so.
He basically like tries not to eat meat so that he doesn't,
get the bloodlust.
Yeah. Get that bloodlust pumping. He tries to avoid human contact other than the aforementioned places that he goes.
And even then he doesn't really interact with them. Like Jeremy tries to strike up conversation and he just like walks away from him.
Yeah.
Kara?
Kara.
Kara does the same thing as waitress at the diner, who obviously has a crush on him, mm-hmm. and he just doesn't, like...
He doesn't,
girl, he's not that into you.
He doesn't get it. He's just like, okay. I love how he's like, okay, because I do that.
I'm telling you, you are Henry Rollins.
Shit, I'm Henry Rollins. Oh my
just
God.
Just not without the money, you know?
Yeah, without the money, I know, I'm poor Henry Rollins. But it just cracked me up how he'll be like, okay. Because I'm like, oh my God, I do that.
And he doesn't have relationships. Last time he had sex was 19 years ago, which resulted in a kid.
Resulted in a daughter. His ex-girlfriend Jillian calls him and like for the first time in like 19 years. And he's like, I thought I hated you. Why are you calling me? And she wants him to find her daughter who went to contact him earlier in the day. But when he answered the door, being all Henry Rollins, she meeped and ran away.
I just love this because you see his first, like, the first 10 minutes of this film is his first day. And you see him go to church, you see him go to bingo, you see him go to a cafe. He goes home, knock on the door, it's Andrea. She runs away. Goes back to bed or goes to sit down, knocks on the door. It's the thugs looking for Jeremy. He beats him. I'm like, it just cracks me up.
I love how the guy pulls the gun and he just grabs it out of his hand and flings it across the room.
Like nothing.
Like, no, I don't like that. Get it out of here. Just what? Yeah, he beats up the thugs that come looking for Jeremy. And anyway, Jillian convinces him to unhappily go find Andrea. So he goes to the bar she was at, but she's not there anymore. But the bartender is like, yeah, she went home with some guy. So he finds...
Named Tim, the postman.
Tim the postman.
Who we'll see again.
Yeah. Who he looks up and finds her. And she's like...
In a fucking phone book. Like, yeah. When is this movie supposed to take place? Because when is the last time you saw... A payphone, and B, an actual phone book in the payphone.
I know.
Even in 2015.
90s. I mean, it had to have been like set in the 90s. I don't know how else to
explain it.
Because like after the 90s, phone booths became a thing of the past, you know, like.
And even then you couldn't find a phone booth that had an actual phone book in it. No. Like you'd always go in there and there'd be like the metal cord that it once was on and someone ripped off, you know what
right,
I mean?
Right, yeah, so, definitely.
Just saying, it's a small picture thing again, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but not always. I mean, I definitely went into some phone booths where they still had the phone book.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I've been in, yeah.
You sure. Obviously go to bougier places than I do.
I lived in Atlanta.
Okay, never mind. That's right, I forgot. Anyway, moving on with the story. Sorry, I'm getting us off track. Yeah, she's...
It's okay.
I love it. She goes, my vagina is... What did she say?
Is oh, it's a drink ticket?
Is That's it... what it is. My vagina is a drink ticket.
Something like that. Because he's like, she's like, I don't have any money. He's like, how did you buy drinks? And she's like, my vagina is a drink ticket.
Love it. I love Andrea.
Yeah, she's great. So he takes her home. She says, can I stay a couple of days? He says, sure, fine, whatever. He's not happy about it, but he deals with it. He takes her with him to the diner that he always goes to, where she meets Kara, the waitress who has a crush on him.
Who at first thinks that's his girl, like he's a date or something, because you can tell like she's all jealous.
Yeah, she's
all
like,
it's your daughter.
Oh, okay. And it's like, she is way too young for him, but whatever.
Well, I mean, he is kind of hot, so. I mean, he was like 55 when he did this movie. He's kind of hot, so.
Okay.
Just trust me, he's hot, so he could get it.
Got it.
He could get like a 19-year-old. Kind of like your guy up the street. No, I'm just kidding.
Ew, don't say that. That's so gross.
Just saying.
You've never seen the guy up the street.
I'm assuming.
You're assuming he's hot because he's rich?
No, because Kathy described him as a silver fox. And a silver fox is a hot older man. So
I know what a silver fox is.
Well, then that is a hot older man. So I'm just assuming Kathy's right. I mean, I don't know Kathy's choices in life, but... I'm just going to go with it. So it's not the money that says it. It's the description that says it.
Oh, okay. So. He's a silver fox, therefore he must be able to pull 19-year-olds.
Got well, it. Apparently he does because he's on the pedo list, isn't he? Or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, keep going.
Anyway. So Jack and Andrea are like bonding. Kind of.
Sort of.
Kind of, sort
like
of.
Like, she pokes, and he's like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. Just yeah. Eat your food.
And he tells her about how he's a vegetarian, and she's like, oh, okay, that's fine.
And he doesn't drink.
And he doesn't drink.
He doesn't have sex. She's like, when the last time you had sex? 19 years. How old are you? 19?
She immediately starts trying to hook him up with Kara, but he's like, yeah, 19 years ago. She's like, oh, okay. Like, yeah, maybe he doesn't want to just get hooked up with somebody. So he keeps seeing this old man with a goatee wearing a pork pie hat. And then Steve and Short, the two bad guys, what?
Well, I had a question on that, actually.
Yeah?
Because he was saying no one's ever seen him before. He was the only one that's ever seen him. But Andrea could see him.
Yeah.
Why do you think Andrea could see him?
Because they're related.
Oh, do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes sense then, I guess. Fine. You answered that question. Keep going, then.
I don't really remember this.
He went to Jeremy to go get, because Jeremy couldn't go in 2 days later to get more blood. So he was meeting him the next day to get blood. And when he comes upon him, the two assholes that beat him up in his apartment, beat Jack up in his apartment, had taken Jeremy. He saw him kidnap Jeremy.
Steven Short.
Yeah. And they took, he took a mailman's mail truck.
Yes.
And followed him to this warehouse where they were beating the shit out of Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't care about them. He just wants the blood. He doesn't care about Jeremy at all.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, but he beats the shit out of the two baddies.
And he does take Jeremy to the hospital. He just
Jeremy
throws
begs
him
to.
Jeremy begs him to take him to the hospital. He drives him to the hospital in Jeremy's car, throws him out at an EMT, like literally throws him into an EMT, and then leaves again. So, Yeah. So Short and Steve show up again to try to kill Jack, and once again, doesn't work.
Well, they have their third accomplice poison him at the cafe when they go to dinner that night. And it took forever to work. They're like, I've never had it work this long before. And they think he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Not dead. And it took that long because he's got like angel, demonic, vampire cannibalism, whatever it is.
Yeah, it seems like his bones are extra strong. His constitution is extra strong. He's really hardy. Like
he doesn't get the flu.
He doesn't get the flu.
Hand, foot, mouth disease is a thing of the past.
I mean, he gets shot right in the head, in the face later. And he's fine.
Well, and he gets shot in the hand much earlier.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, I fell on a glass. And it's like healed the next day.
It's healed the next day. It's fine. Yeah. So, and it's funny because they think they're like dragging him along. And then all of a sudden he like pulls the third guy into the canal with him.
Yeah, because they were going to just dump his dead, quote, dead body.
Right.
Yeah, so he pulls him in there. And then Shorty and Steve drive off, and then they come across him.
Yeah.
Like, totally soaked. And they're going to get him again. It didn't work out. He grabs at Shorty's throat.
He pulls Shorty's neck brace off and just rips his throat out with his bare hands.
And he eats some of it.
Yeah.
Which now he's got his bloodlust back.
Right. So now he's got his bloodlust back. His craving for human flesh has reared its ugly head. So he's afraid that he's going to do this to Andrea because he's feeling the bloodlust. He's feeling the urge to eat human flesh. And so he like scares her off. He tells her to get out. He tells her to fuck off.
Get the fuck off.
He says no one wants you and all this mean stuff.
So
and
mean.
Very, very mean. So she's like, fuck you, and leaves. And he goes out into the city to work out some of his aggression, and he's trying to pick fights. I love this part because he's walking around the city trying to pick fights with random strangers, and nobody wants to fight him.
Well, before this, he kills his neighbor.
Yes, he does.
So he's got this 90-year-old landlord who's the sweetest pie. I mean, he has no problem with it. He's got this chest full of cash. He just takes some cash up, pays his rent every month.
Mm-hmm.
But his neighbor's like so abusive to the landlord. So after he's got his bloodlust back, it's like the first person he kills after that. And then he goes for his little haunt because he wants more blood.
Mm-hmm.
And he like drops $100 bill, and the guy's like, here's your 100 back.
Yeah, like don't carry so much cash, man. That's a lot. Like
he brushes up, like he like runs into these other hombres. He's like, sorry, man. You know?
Yeah, like everybody's like, oh, sorry, man. Oh, I didn't mean to bump into you. Oh. Like everybody's nice to him, and he's like all pissed off. Finally, he comes across three young men spoiling for a fight.
Well, he does vomit blood on them. Let's be honest.
I mean,
I'd be pretty pissed if somebody vomited blood on me too.
Yeah, he definitely picks the fight.
Yeah,
we'll say that.
I think it was an accident. It was like he accidentally happened to cross the three that wanted to kill him.
Yeah,
or fight him anyway.
So he fights them. He kills at least one of them.
Well, he goes, you don't look any more than older than 14. He's like, so? He's like, you look old enough in the back. You'll do.
Yeah, he makes sure not to kill a kid.
Which is funny because he's killed kids in the past. He'll admit it later.
Yeah.
He's killed like 9-year-olds, he said, for no reason.
Yeah.
Fun, dude. That sounds like a good time, actually.
Well, he has a checkered past. He wasn't always as nice as he is now, which is saying something. So he ends up getting a phone call from the mobsters who informed him that they killed Jillian. He doesn't care. And they took Andrea, and they will kill her if he doesn't surrender to them.
Right.
So he like goes to the diner, and he's talking to Kara, and then like Kara's ex-boyfriend shows up.
Tim. The mailman.
Tim's like, you again? Like, what the hell? Like, Tim's trying to take her car, and she's trying to keep her car. It's both of their cars, I guess. And anyway, he stands up for Kara against Tim.
Although he gets the car, though.
Although Tim does get the car and drive off. So then he's walking Kara home, and she's like, where's your daughter? And he's like, oh, probably with her mother by now.
God.
And he's like, what time is it? And she tells him, and she's like, do you have an appointment or something? He's like, no, it's past.
No care.
Like, you don't care that your daughter probably is dead now. Okay.
Well, this is when he tells Kara a little bit about what he's done in the past, which is like a list of things where he was a welder and a miner and a blacksmith and a teacher and like all these things and an impaler and, you know, just like all this stuff. He's in the military and he was a doctor and like long list of things he's done.
Yeah. And she's like, that's a lot. Okay. And then, let's see.
He goes to Alex after this. So he used to work for this mobster named Tom.
Yeah.
Or Tony. It was a T name.
I thought it was Tom.
I think it was Tom too. But he quit. And now Tom's dead now, which we find out that Jack killed Tom,
yeah.
And Alex has taken over. So he thinks Alex is behind the one that's grabbed Andrea. And so he goes after him. And Alex is like, no, I've never heard that name before. I don't know anything. I don't know anything. So he leaves. And he goes to get help from Kara to try to get her back. Or he goes to the diner, at least.
He goes to the diner, and then when he's at the diner, like, everything's wrong. Like, he gets
there.
There's
a dead guy on the floor.
And there's a dead guy, and Kara's acting, like, all freaked out, obviously, because there's a dead guy on the floor. And she's like, just have some coffee. And he's like, no, this is fine. And he goes into the washroom. And one of the other guys who's in the diner goes into the washroom after to stab him with an ice pick. Stab him in the back with an ice pick. Real honorable.
Mm-hmm.
And
he doesn't come out of the bathroom, you notice.
No. Jack does.
With an ice pick in his back.
With an ice pick sticking out of his back. She's like, oh my gosh, what's that? And he pulls it out. He's like, ice pick. And then this young kid who's like probably it's his first day in the mob or something comes up to him and just shoots him in the face because he's got this like attitude like, well, I'll just handle this.
Well, yeah, he goes to the bathroom to check on his friend and sees that he's dead. And there's like maybe 10 to 12 mobsters in this diner. They've got the other waitresses kind of corralled and the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shoots him right in the forehead, though.
Shoots him point blank in the forehead. And
doesn't even phase Jack.
Fine.
Kara's like, oh my god, though, what?
He comes out of the diner a little bit later to talk to Kara, and like, he's got two bullet holes in his face,
and he's got Steve, which he puts on Kara's car. He's like, I'll give you $1 million,
yes,
just let me put him in. I gotta take him home, you gotta help me, you know, like, just let me borrow your car. So he takes Steve and he takes him back to his apartment where he binds him up in
puts him in the bathroom, in the shower, in the bathtub.
Okay, and then Kara goes and gets the money, and she sees, like, his diary and his pictures, and but it doesn't matter. But I love this part where Steve's friend Derek calls, and he, like, closes the shower curtain to give himself some privacy on the phone. And then he's like, I want to talk to Steve, so he opens the shower curtain back up.
And hands the phone to Steve.
I don't know why, it just tickled me for some reason.
I know, oh, that was great. That was hilarious. So he finally discovers that the reason why the mobsters were after Jeremy was because he borrowed a large sum of money to pay off his student loans.
Right.
And then he didn't pay them back.
From Alex. Yeah.
And he's able to find out where Andrea is. So he goes to rescue her. And Alex ends up admitting that he did kidnap Andrea as revenge for Jack killing Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Jack is going to kill Alex.
Yes.
But the man with the goatee arrives.
They get some good lickings, and I love when he brings the pool table lights down on him.
Yes.
Like, he gets some really good licking in. Good lickings in.
Yeah, he definitely, like, beats the crap out of him.
Yeah, pork pie guy.
Yeah, pork pie hat guy. He shows up. Jack gets mad and confronts him, demands to know why he can't die. And, but the man doesn't really say anything.
Well, and it's weird too, because he says, now for this one you show up, I've killed, and this one he says, I've killed 9-year-old children. Like, so I kind of wonder, like, what is the, with him showing up at a murder, what does that signify? You know what I mean? Does that mean he's going to take him at that point, or he's never showed up another murder? All of a sudden, he shows up to stop almost to stop Alex's murder,
like to stop Alex's murder. Yeah,
yeah. So because we find out though, it's because he wants to recruit Alex, not because he wants Jack to. Okay,
right. So Jack ends up sparing Alex's life so that he can get Andrea to the hospital.
Which, I'm sorry, Alex isn't that great of like a monster. Like, if you're really going to spare him and bring him into the fold of whatever your demon, angel, demon, vampire cannibalism fold is, Alex is your pick?
Yeah, I know. It's weird. Like, I don't get that.
I mean, is this where Hoffa is now? I mean, I question pork pie hat guy's choices in life.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, there's lots of better baddies that he could have, you know, just saying.
Yeah, it's really weird. I don't get it. So Jack promises Alex that one day he will see the goateed man, and then he leaves with Kara and Andrea. After they leave, the goateed man appears to Alex and greets him with an otherworldly sounding voice.
AKA heavily synthesized.
Yes.
End movie. It was an interesting pick. Very dry humor, which I enjoy.
Yes, me too.
But it kind of drug a little bit for me, but I still enjoyed it. I might watch it again.
I definitely enjoyed it.
Well, you are Henry Rollins.
Turns out I am Henry Rollins.
It appeals to you.
I'll have to tell Just Joe about that.
He'll get a kick out of that.
He'll get a kick out, yeah, probably. So it turns out the reason why this appeals to me is because I am Henry Rollins. So that happened. Yeah. What do we do now? We rate?
Well, do you have any trivia or then?
No.
Okay. How about some fan fiction?
Okay.
I have nothing in fanfiction.net, but I do have an archive of our own. There are two. Neither of them are complete though. One is crossed over with Supergirl though. So that's kind of funny.
Crossed over with Supergirl. That yes. is interesting.
But that's all I have. So Archive of Our Own has it. So I guess now we can rate. And there was a sequel to this too.
Was there?
It was She Never Died though.
Oh.
And they were gonna do a series based on He Never Died. But then it like a TV series, but that kind of fell through, so they did She Never Died instead. Which I believe it came out in 2018. So that might be one we have to look up. So.
Oh, cool.
Henry Rollins is not in it. It's just the same writer and director. Jason Kaz Krawczyk. Krawczyk? Sorry if I butchered that. I'm not the cast person, so cast speaking person.
You're not?
I'm not.
I'm trying to see. Oh, okay. So after Jack punches Gary, whoever Gary is, in the bar fight scene, he looks at his fist and notices he has a tooth embedded in his knuckle. This actually happened to Henry Rollins while he was touring with the Rollins Band in Australia. He said he lost his temper and punched a man in the crowd that was disrupting his performance.
I could see that for him.
Henry left the wound as it was, and it later became infected to the point of requiring surgery because the wound was septic, which almost cost Henry his entire hand. The bar where he looks for Andrea is called the Bovine Sex Club, and it is in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. It says, Jack is shown on the cover art with wings. In the movie, he has no wings, but scars on his back show us where the wings might have been. Biblical stories aside, the mythology that Cain may be a child of a fallen angel and Eve might explain the vestigial wings. Since Cain was doomed to walk the earth until whenever, I like to walk, taking away his wings as part of the curse makes sense. That's the reasoning for the wings. He also starred in the hit show Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. That's right. I'm sorry. I did let you down for that one.
That's okay.
And I actually like that. Me and Joe.
You and Joe. Oh, you sent him Chaos as Henry Rollins, just FYI.
Anyway. Should we rate?
Yeah, let's rate. Since it was my pick, I'll go first. I'm going to give it a solid 7. I like it. I would watch it again. It's flawed, but I think it's an enjoyable movie.
Okay. I'm going to go right with IMDb and Tomato Meter. I'm going to go 6.5556.
Okay.
Slightly better than them by a tenth of a point. Just kidding. No, I did think it was funny, and I'll probably watch it again, but I'll probably... Cooling off period, for sure. So, but that's where I'm at. So should we pimp and get the hell out of here?
All right, sure. Let's see. We are part of the Morbidly Beautiful Podcast Network. Morbidlybeautiful.com is your place for all things horror. And they have an awesome podcast network. So if you are... What?
If you are what?
Computers being dumb. So if you're in the mood to find a new horror podcast, go check out their link in our show notes. That'll be linked to all of their podcast offerings, because new podcasts are always awesome. There's a lot of talk about X on the website right now. That's one that we need to see.
Which one?
X.
Okay.
Mia Goth is in it.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah. We are on all the social medias. If you want to get in contact with us, we are at Podcasts at Night everywhere. We are on Facebook. We have a Facebook group. We have an Instagram, a Twitter, a Slasher, and a Good Pods. So, interact with us wherever you want. And, we could always use another review. Reviews, you know, don't have to take more than 5 minutes, and you can review wherever you like to listen. We would appreciate it. And if you have some cash to flash, we do have a merch store, which will also be linked in the show notes. So that's it from me, Chaos. I'll just say thanks for listening and stay bloodthirsty, friends.
Good night from Carnage. And as always, we were filmed in front of a live studio audience of kitty cats, including our brand new audience member, Fry.
Welcome, Fry. He has the cutest little meow, too. He just... Meow.